From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman reports at the New York State of Politics that a Siena poll announced July 3rd says the national anthem makes 75% of New Yorkers feel proud, and 55% of state residents plan to wear red, white, and blue on July 4th. But in a country founded on protesting the current government, 26% of New Yorkers believe it is un-American to protest against the actions of the government. And only 88% believe freedom of speech applies to all people, including those criticizing the country. And 68% of New Yorkers don't understand that burning an American flag is an act of speech that is allowed by the U.S. Constitution. Read more about the poll results at New York State of Politics. Dennis Slattery reports in the New York Daily News that 9 people were named to a commission July 3rd to create a statewide system of public campaign financing. After lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo failed to create public campaign financing rules in this year's budget, they created a commission to set up a public financing system. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins said, and I quote, "New York's electoral system is in desperate need of reform. Dark money routinely pours in to control public opinion, misinform voters, and benefit special interests. I'm confident this commission will enact a public financing plan that will make our elections fairer," end quote. The commission has until December the 1st to create a public financing system, which becomes law unless the Senate and Assembly return to the Capitol within 20 days to change their plan. Republican legislative leaders choose 2 of the commission members, while Cuomo, Stewart Cousins, and Assembly Leader Carl Heste picked the others. Among those named were the State Democratic Committee Chairman Jay Jacobs and Mylon Dinnerstein, a former attorney for Cuomo. Read more about this story in the New York Daily News. The Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School announced July 2nd a small expansion, adding new teachers and enlarging a few programs. The school added a second nursery school group for ages 3 to 4 to its early childhood program. The Columbia County School is also adding an after-school program and a full high school orchestra, a mixed grade 5 instrumental ensemble class, and strings instruction for grade 3 and 4. Michael Forsch, Hawthorne Valley School Director, said, and I quote, "We are very enthusiastic about our new faculty members and look forward to welcoming them to the school in September. The new programs we are offering this year will enhance the already rich and vibrant education our students experience at Hawthorne Valley," end quote. Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School is a pre-K through grade 12 school in Ghent. The Daily Freeman reports on what is open and closed on July 4th. Amtrak is on a Saturday schedule. Banks are closed. County offices are closed. Federal offices are closed. Financial markets are closed. Greene County Transit has no service today. There is no mail delivery. Metro North is on a Sunday schedule. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. Trailways is operating on a holiday schedule for New York City routes. You can call 800-858-8555 for others. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy and safe Independence Day weekend.